The following podcast is a B&E Network exclusive. B-Movies and E-Books, episode 28 and a half. I'm Craig Wade.
And I'm Brian Allen Delaney.
And this might be kind of more of an open-ended podcast. I don't really know that we're going to see full results or come to any sort of specific conclusion. What about you?
I agree with that. That's probably exactly what's going to happen.
So in essence, we're telling you up front that this might be a waste of your time. But come with us on this journey.
Okay, so before we get into poll results and junk, right? Any news?
Not much. You?
I have two things I want to talk about.
All right.
Number one, have you seen the new Green Inferno trailer?
No, I haven't. Actually, what happened is I clicked on it. It was red band, and it said that you had to sign in on YouTube. And anytime anything makes me verify my age to sign in, I'm like, nah. Not for me.
they'll catch me.
No, but I mean, at the same time, it's a combination of laziness and just me being like, why do they need to track my every movement? I don't think that it's a parental control at all.
There's not much in it, but it's pretty gruesome.
That's what I heard. I found a sponsored post. I think it was on Reddit where they were talking about, or no, it was on Facebook. It was a sponsored post. And they were like, can you stomach this trailer? Yeah. Don't watch it before eating. And I was like, come on. That's the one thing that I'm going
to
say.
One knife to an eye socket. It's not
really
that bad.
One thing I am going to say is now the viral marketing on this movie is annoying me. But how is the trailer?
It's pretty good. I mean, it's like basically the group of people being herded into like a cage, right? And then there's all these natives around them. And then they're like, hey, where's Steve? I don't remember the guy's name or whatever.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, there he is. And it's like the natives were giving him some like drink and then they held him down on this altar and ripped out one of his eyes with a knife. And then the witch doctor lady ate it.
Huh.
And then it was just like the Green Inferno. Huh. September. I did not.
Yeah, September 25th.
I did not realize it was coming out so soon.
Yeah. We should watch it next week. Let's make next episode. We could.
Why not?
Okay.
All right. You heard it here first.
Next episode.
Probably some Green Inferno.
Yeah. So what's the other thing?
About it.
Yeah, we probably will forget about it, or something will happen, and we'll end up red boxing it in like 6 months.
The other thing, one of my all-time favorite movies is getting a TV adaptation.
Mm-hmm.
The Mist is getting.
That's one thing that I actually made a mental note to flag and be like, yeah, let's talk about this on the podcast.
I'm excited.
I hope it starts whenever he blows his son's brains out.
Well, no, it's not even going to deal with those people.
Different
at all.
Characters. Yeah. Well, that's a good thing about Stephen King. Like, he opens up worlds and lets you just experience people in these worlds.
So, yeah. And they, like, a lot of times they don't necessarily have a huge impact on things.
No, it's just like in, I don't know. I mean, most of his stuff, that's not really like personal. I don't know how to describe it. It's a lot of times people experiencing things versus being like, it's me against evil, you know?
I mean, that does happen sometimes, like It.
And, yeah, that's, and then sometimes.
Salem's Lot, I guess.
Am I the only one that thinks that, I never saw Salem's Lot and I haven't read it.
Neither have I.
I mean, you've never seen it either?
No, I mean, I know the general plot. It's like, devil comes and
you know I think I want to see
a bunch of stuff.
I want to see like the that's not even Salem's Lot, dude.
Oh wait,
that's,
Salem's Lot the vampire one.
Things.
Oh yeah, Salem's Lot the vampire one.
Yeah,
yeah. So I know the general plot.
Yeah.
There's like vampires.
No, I would like to see the ancillary tales for two Stephen King properties.
Under the Dome.
No, no, no. Like, you know, the ones where people are experiencing something weird happening, but not the main people. Uh-huh. I've had an idea for a long time to do 1409, like just the room next to 1408, and just like just hearing a bunch of shit and complaining.
Every episode would just be like the dude watching TV, yeah, and like, then there's like banging on the wall.
With the banging.
Yeah. It would be such a crappy show.
And then like Pet Cemetery, but it's like the neighbors just like, hey, what's up with this cat?
Well, totally. Yeah, that kid's cat's weird looking.
Yeah,
yeah. Well, I mean, in a way, whenever we did the short story, the Pet Cemetery.
Yeah, the Jeff Strand one.
Yeah, the Jeff Strand one. Ah, there's our Jeff Strand reference. That one was kind of like that. You know, it was like just a sort of, you could think about it as another character in that world, in the Pet Cemetery world.
Yeah.
But anyway,
I do have some news that
I'm not done talking about.
Oh,
Mist.
I'm sorry. Oh, okay, go ahead.
So I'm super excited. Okay, now I'm done. No, I mean, because like that idea is really, really neat. You know, just all of a sudden there's like Lovecraftian monsters coming from a portal, like basically wrecking this town, right?
Yeah.
And so I'm excited to just see more stories in that world.
Yeah, no, I think The Mist is a great property to adapt because it's basically setting up a... it could go on and on like Walking Dead.
Yeah.
Or, you know, how Under the Dome just went on and on and on.
It's still going on and on and on.
It's canceled.
I know, but I mean, I'm watching it right now. It's like I'm in the third season or whatever.
Okay, at the end of season one, didn't the dome just lift?
No.
It didn't?
No.
Oh, that's what I was...
There's been tons of fake-outs.
Oh, okay.
The dome is still there. Now there's like weird alien parasite things and...
I never read it because, a lot of his long, long books, I'm just like, forget that. So I haven't read The Shining. I haven't read
any. Stand.
No, definitely. Or not The Shining. Yeah, The Stand is what I meant.
The Stand is like
The Stand,
two
it,
Bibles.
I haven't read it. The Stand is long.
Yeah.
Especially, and I have the unabridged version. Like
the like three Bible one.
Well, no, he added 400 pages in the 90s. So anyway, but, okay, check this out.
Yeah, what?
Moose Jaws. This I just looked this up on my phone while you were talking about your stuff. Like, it was like, well, I kind of want to have some stuff, too.
I just don't want to listen.
No, I was listening. But Moose Jaws, Kevin Smith's movie.
Yep.
Silent Bob gets eaten.
What? It's
ending Jay and Silent Bob in Moose Jaws.
What?
He dropped that news 5 hours ago.
Oh, breaking news. You heard it here.
Yeah, I don't know where it's from, so I'm sorry who I'm quoting, but...
I bet you anything they'll, like, cut Moose Jaws open in the end and he'll be alive.
I doubt it. Well, it says, okay, this is a quote from him. I just finished writing... This is off joblow.com, so I don't know where the actual interview...
Okay.
Like, if they were quoting an interview was... But he's like, I finished writing the scene where, spoilers, Silent Bob gets eaten by the moose. That's how he goes out. Isn't that fun? I was talking to Jay about Moose Jaws, and I'm like, I'm thinking about bringing us in as the Captain Quint character. And he goes, yeah, but Quint gets killed. And I was like, one of us has to get eaten. And he was like, you, not me. And I was like, why? And he goes, because I want to be in other movies. Fair enough, dude. So rather than let him go out with dignity, he'll be eaten by a moose.
Nice. So that also means that Moose Jaws is in the Clerks in View Askew universe, right? Yeah. Did that mean, because like Yoga Hosers is going to be tied to this too, right?
Yeah, so that means that,
so that means Tusk is also.
Of course, Clerks 3, they could always be like, yeah, we were just in a movie where,
yeah,
where Tubby gets eaten by a moose, you know?
Yeah. But, I mean, Stranger Things have already happened. Dogma was technically in the same universe, too, right?
Yeah, and Scream 3 is.
So that means...
That pisses me off so bad.
Huh. And we're going to get into a big, like, St. Elsewhere sort of thing. Or, like, what's his face? Detective Munch from Law & Order, right? Because of him, like, tons of shows are connected.
Why?
Because he was... he was the same character on some other detective show.
So they had a crossover episode that also had crossover episodes with other...
Well, I'm saying since he was the same guy, he was Detective Munch, right? Then all the other episodes, were connected to the original thing. I think it actually ties back into the St. Elsewhere thing. Eventually.
Like, actually into St. Elsewhere?
Yeah.
So Law and Order's inside that kid's head?
Basically. Huh. There's this big, like, extension of the theory that has, like, 90% of all TV is in that little kid's head.
That's awesome. Okay. Well, do you want to get into the stuff? What are your thoughts about Silent Bob dying? That makes me sad. But I honestly think that Clerks 3 was going to kill him because he said in an interview a few years back, like the first time he was talking about Clerks 3, that this one, part one was dealing with your 20s, part two is dealing with your 30s, part three would be dealing with your 40s, and someone important dies. Yeah. And he's like, because that's what happens.
And arguably, there's no one more important than Silent Bob.
I guess.
Well, no, he always, you know, he always had that.
The line that is like the heart of the movie.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, that saddens me, though.
But, I mean.
Everything ends?
Yeah, is he is he honestly going to be playing it forever? You know, is that what you'd rather have?
Yes. No, I don't know. I mean, but I don't know. If you're going to make Clerks 3 and see, the thing is, he's painting himself into a corner because every time he tries to get out of the Viewisk universe, they all fail horribly.
Yeah.
Whereas the ones inside, you know, Isk universe fail less horribly. Yep. They always make a lot of money on DVD and
yeah. Mallrats 2 started filming recently, too.
Yeah.
It's good. I like Mallrats.
I do, too. All right. Well, let's get into the poll.
Okay. Poll of the week.
Mm-hmm.
It was basically do, like, scandals and stuff, like, behind-the-scenes things really taint your opinions of
films.
Yeah, films, filmmakers, actors, that sort of deal.
See, I took that a totally different way.
How can you take that a different way?
Does it only impact your does it, like, affect your
perception
of the film?
Yeah.
Not the people involved.
Yeah.
Because you said, no, like, scandals.
You got it right.
Okay.
You're all fine.
Right. Yeah, so, well, I thought you were just saying, like, does the artist, like, if the artist does something, do you care what he does?
Oh, no.
Okay.
No, it was, okay. So, overwhelmingly.
At 100%.
100% couldn't care less, which is exactly what I was thinking it was going to be.
Yeah,
if I had to take a bet on one of those paths, that was the clear winner for me.
Well, yeah, but also we kind of use suggestive wording in I couldn't care less or I care a whole lot. Like, I would think, I don't know, because of the wording, I couldn't care less would be my answer. But I don't know. I think it lies somewhere in the middle, maybe. Maybe. I don't know.
Well, I think this also kind of depends maybe on what it is.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So I was thinking about getting started with talking about Fatty Arbuckle.
Okay.
We might as well go back to the beginning of film.
Well, I was going to start with Charlie Chaplin.
Were you?
Yeah.
Well, this guy's silent too, so.
Yeah, go for it.
All right. So Fatty Arbuckle.
Correct.
He was basically just this agile, fat film fat star. Guy. He did slapstick in the silent era. You're aware of his scandal, right?
Vaguely.
Okay. So he's acting and stuff, and then these are going to be very broad terms, and there may be some fiction in this because
he ate a guy.
Neither of us really have notes in front of us.
No,
I mean,
we both have literally, like, our notes app.
Yeah, which mine says Fatty Arbuckle, tabloids. So we'll go ahead and talk about it. Okay, so he was, like, you know, the biggest film star of his day. I'm assuming. I don't know.
He was pretty big.
Okay.
Because, I mean, he was in the same era as, like, Buster Keaton and Chaplin and things.
Yeah.
So he was up there.
And so in 1921, supposedly, almost 100 years ago, this actress and he supposedly went into a hotel room, and then she died after her bladder ruptured.
And that's pretty normal so far.
Then a friend of either his or hers, I don't remember, said that he was abusing her with a Coke bottle.
Uh-huh.
Like, you know, some sexual stuff.
again, still totally normal.
Yeah. No. So anyway, he faced three trials for it. And because the scandal totally affected everything, of course it would, because he, at that point, is kind of a murderer. I mean, he's a murderer, even if it wasn't intended, right? Man, the public perception. And so, anyway, walks away, you know, with no future film career, did three trials, was blacklisted, and then I'm pretty sure, I'm not 100% positive about this, but I'm pretty sure as someone was basically going to Tarantino him, you know, bring him back, he died like the next day.
So I just pictured Fatty Arbuckle as like, you know, errand boy from Marcellus Wallace.
No, but you know how Tarantino like made John Travolta relevant again?
Yep.
Otherwise, he'd still be talking to dogs and like, look who's talking 12. And so, anyway, but no.
So many like stars in that movie.
So the tabloids ruined him.
Yeah.
And so this whole tabloid culture that we live in, I don't think, I know that it's getting up to the minute where it's just like, you know, Khloe Kardashian smiled on the red carpet and it's just like, oh my God. But they've always been taking people down.
Yeah. That's kind of what they're there for, isn't it?
Is it?
I think so.
I don't read tabloids.
People, I see the fronts of them and checkout lines at supermarkets.
Oh yeah, I will definitely flip around, but I'm not going to.
But there's this like, I guess, catharsis feeling you get whenever someone who's more successful than you gets taken down a notch. You know, people enjoy that.
Yeah.
It's kind of jerky, you know, to enjoy that. But it's like any sort of slip up that a person in that sort of position has gets magnified. Yeah. And I'm not saying that killing a girl with a Coke bottle is a minor slip up. But I'm saying it's like, you know, you always see like, I guess that's pretty harsh too. I was going to say like infidelity and stuff like that, right?
Yeah, but that's nowhere near as harsh as killing a girl with a sexual purposes on a Coke bottle.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. It's like, you know, there's tons of people that get divorced every single day, but they make a huge deal out of it when a celebrity does it. Yeah, and
Miranda
like
Lambert and all.
Yeah, I don't care.
What's her, the husband, Blake Shelton.
Yeah, the
side note,
dude.
I heard yesterday that, this is totally like me feeding into what I just said.
Yeah, you know? Go for it.
But I heard yesterday, I don't know if this is true or not, he split up with Miranda Lambert and Gwen Stefani split up with Gavin Rosdell because they had an affair. Her and him, they had an affair on the because of The Voice.
Huh. I also like how you can start anything off with, I don't know if this is true or not, but, and then just say like the most outrageous thing you can think of and people will believe it.
Oh, I know. No, that's how a lot of like elections and stuff have been screwed, because, you know, just perpetuating some sort of myth will, even if it's totally declared later, like they've done tests.
Well, wasn't it Goebbels that said if you repeat something over and over again, like, and loud enough, eventually it'll become fact?
Well, yeah. But they've done like studies and stuff.
Yeah,
where
I'm going to paraphrase Goebbels on our podcast.
Yeah, and just because I've heard that, I'm like, sure, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, pretty sure that was Goebbels.
That's probably bullshit that someone started. Yeah, this guy.
That would be so like wonderful, though.
But I mean, like they said that there's no way to remove the taint of that. You know,
yeah.
Like the name is just tainted forever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so I don't know. That's bizarre. Like, your mind doesn't ever get rid of this tiny nugget that may have been bullshit. Like,
yeah.
So, kind of weird.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so, aside from Fatty Arbuckle, anybody else interesting?
I have a lot. Go ahead.
I got a couple. Like, let's keep it in the silent era for a second.
I like that we were both jackasses and wanted to go all the way back to the silent era. I'm looking at mine, Fatty Arbuckle, Brian says Charlie Chaplin.
Well, apparently, he was into like 16-year-old girls. Like, lots of them.
Was that illegal back then?
Maybe. It might have, like, I guess it really depended on state.
Yeah.
There were some states that went all the way down to like 9.
Ew.
Yeah, but I'm talking like a long time ago, like a long time ago before that. But like apparently he married his first wife whenever she was 16, divorced her, married another girl who was 16 because he got her pregnant, and then something happened again.
Divorced her, married the baby when it was 16.
No, and then he married like another, like, or he got together with like a 17-year-old girl, and it's just like there. I don't know. It's just does that make him any less funny?
Yeah. Well, I'm so far removed from the scandal and the fact that you didn't, like, I'm just hearing about it now, that now it really doesn't do much because he's dead and they're dead and
everyone's dead.
No, but what I'm saying is, like, but I'd be a hypocrite by saying that it doesn't affect my perception of him because I don't know. There's some people on my list that have done similar things that will be tainted forever, and their movies actually will be tainted by.
Like,
well, I don't want to skip all the way there yet.
Oh, are we going but chronologically?
Okay. No. That's fine. I can get there. But who's the guy?
Woody Allen.
No, Victor Salva.
Okay.
Made Jeepers Creepers 1 and 2, and the film Powder.
Mm-hmm.
Prior to that, he had made a movie back in 1989 called Clown House.
Mm-hmm.
And he totally, like, forced a 12-year-old kid to blow him.
It's like how much you danced around that. And you're like, what's the best way say that? Perform fellatio?
Yeah, but I didn't want to say that because it sounds douchey. But, okay. So I found that white. No, but I found that out after watching Jeepers Creepers 2. Mm-hmm. I was a fan of Jeepers Creepers 1 and 2, but it definitely taints the films that you're supporting this guy that, like, forced a kid on the movie set. That was the other thing. It was on the movie set to blow him. Why are you laughing, dude?
Because every time you're just like...
No, but like, what do you... Like, to me, that's like a monster. And why, as much as I would like to see Jeepers Creepers 3, it's kind of like...
Which they're doing.
I know, I really wish they had named it Jeepers Threepers.
I know.
So, okay.
We've had that conversation.
But, I mean, at some point, do you forgive that behavior? Because I don't really. Like, it's... That's like... That and, like, intentional murder are, like, the only two things that really, like, I find totally unforgivable.
Mm-hmm. I can see that.
And I guess, you know, like, rape, too. But, like, it's even worse whenever it's, like, a kid. Like, pedophiles. Screw them.
Well, I mean... Not to just play devil's advocate or anything, right? But what about all of the other people that put hard work into that movie?
Do you
punish them?
No, and the properties are likable. Like, Jeepers Creepers and, I guess, Powder. I don't know. Nah. I saw that when I was, like, 10, 12. But, like, it's not that the properties aren't likable, but the thing is, like, why don't they remove him from it and do it? Mm-hmm. Like, why should he reap success whenever he left, you know? He's a pedophile. Screw him. I don't need to make my point any further.
No, I don't think you need to dance around.
No. So, anyway. So, I will say that those films, because I really like Jeepers Creepers 1 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
But every time I see him now, it's like a taint on it because it's like screw him, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, for some reason, I'm... not as creeped out about, like, John Wayne Gacy's paintings as I am about that.
Well, why would you be creeped out about John Wayne Gacy's paintings?
Because he profited off of that, but he was only in people's, you know, he was only in the public's mind because he killed people.
Yeah.
But, I mean,
they're not bad.
You know, I know. Yeah.
I mean, most of them are just, like, clowns.
There's a friend of a friend who I'm friends with on Facebook that has a John Wayne Gacy painting in his house. Wow. Like, yeah, crazy. But anyway, don't get me wrong, I wouldn't buy one, but I don't find those as bad as freaking somebody. And the thing is...
Well, see,
Well, the thing is, this guy's making a lot of money off of this. Mm-hmm. But on the other end, just devil's advocate, on the other end, how long should he pay for that crime?
Yeah.
Because, you know.
Did he actually get any repercussions for it?
Yeah. He pled guilty.
And he served his time and stuff?
I don't know what was.
Like what the bargain was or what yeah. the
he may have just had to was. Walk around his neighborhood and. Tell everyone.
Dude, I was thinking like, okay, four laps around your cul-de-sac.
Yeah, and go.
That's a terrible punishment.
Judge fitness.
Well, I mean, so then it's like, as hard as it is to, like, fathom, you know, if they did their time, then technically...
If the law lets them off, then you should forgive them? Is yeah, that what I'm hearing?
Yeah. I mean, like, technically... You know, like, you're not supposed to hold it against them if they've paid for it.
Are you?
What?
Are you not supposed to?
I don't know. Are you?
I don't know. I mean, I just find that one particularly troublesome because people don't know about it.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that it happened on the movie set.
Yeah.
You know, he used his position of power that they're giving him by making mm-hmm. a new Jeepers Creepers, the exact same position of power. And yet he's still like making movies. I think it was Vice that wrote an article a long time ago, actually, that a couple years back, I remember reading it about how like all of his films like feature him terrorizing children or something terrorizing children.
Mm hmm.
And I don't know, it was probably worded very well because it stuck with me for years, but like, I don't know, it's bizarre.
I mean, like, how do you see something like that compared to, say, like Woody Allen?
Well, Woody Allen was gross.
Yeah.
But he's a gross man. And she was like 18, right? Wasn't she of age?
I don't think she was when they started.
Ew. Yeah, I don't know. I maybe you're skewing my perception right now. I was under the impression. Let me see real quick. Wouldn't she?
I don't know.
Are you looking that up?
No.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. No. I was under the impression that she was like 18.
I did look up age of consent in 1920 though. Oh,
what is it?
About 16-ish. So that's not really that. So
Charlie
weird.
Chaplin. Was
yeah, I mean, it's still kind of strange because it's like, you know, it would be like it's like, how do you feel about 50-year-old men with 18-year-old women, joke mm-hmm. like that, or 60-year-old men with 18, you know? So there's still kind of like a weirdness to it.
Oh yeah, but, that's jacked up. But like, I don't know. As far as Woody Allen goes, like, don't you? How do you view it?
Well, I think the difference, I guess,
is that it was his adopted daughter.
Well, that's the weird part. That's like the really weird part. But the fact that like he was in a relationship with her, you know what I mean? It wasn't.
Yeah, but they're still in a relationship.
I know. That's what I'm saying. And like, no, it wasn't just like a here's a sexual act I'm forcing you to do. It's a hey, we're gonna stay together sort of thing.
Yeah, that's really weird.
No, I'm saying like that to me makes it less bad.
No, it makes it, I guess. It depends on the age. It's all on the age.
Mm-hmm.
But still, like, I get where you're coming from, but I don't know. It makes it very odd because then you have like these family members that are like it had to have divided that family.
Oh, yeah.
Like, and you just get like the creepy family members that are like, I side with Woody. You
know, like, I said she was 21.
She was 21?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's still creepy as hell, but.
Yeah, but it was just because it was their legal.
Father and daughter legally. Yeah, yeah, but they well, weren't blood. I mean, yeah. It's jacked up, but it hasn't.
Well, hold on, because. She was Mia Farrow's legal daughter, right? Mm-hmm. But he never married Mia Farrow and was never technically her legal stepfather.
That's still weird. Did he raise her?
It's a weird.
Did he raise her or did they adopt her like whenever she was old?
I don't know.
I don't know, man. Like,
I mean, it's still strange.
Okay,
so, I guess I don't know.
All right, let's.
It's definitely a gray line.
Yeah, I got you. What about like, okay, there's another person who, well, let's just kind of talk about this.
You're gonna talk about Polanski?
No, Roman Polanski. I mean,
because that was just straight up rape, right?
No,
I thought it was.
I don't think so. I don't know.
We should probably fact check before we.
Yeah, we should. This is a real. Everything we say is allegedly.
Yeah, it's very accusatory.
I don't know what the deal was with Polanski. I thought she was just underage, but he likes it.
I know she was like 13.
You know what? Yeah, she was 13. You know what he did? I think he gave her Quaaludes. Oof. So he Bill Cosby'd her. Yeah, so screw Roman Polanski.
Yeah.
But, okay, does that take away your perception of his movies?
What did he do again?
Rosemary's Baby, he did.
So good, though.
It's kind of boring.
Yeah, but it's so good.
Actually, there was a Polanski movie a few years back that I liked. Carnage,
mm-hmm.
with John C. Reilly.
I never saw it.
It was pretty good. I mean, it's just funny, but it's kind of an absurd comedy.
Mm-hmm.
It was good. But anyway, no, screw that guy. For some reason, it hadn't tainted his work to me. I think maybe the reason, and now it should have, by my exact logic.
Yeah, by your logic from just a second ago.
No, it should have. it just hasn't really, and that's maybe why I know more about Victor Salva's stuff than hers, or than
Polanski's.
But, I don't know. Has it tainted the way you see any of Polanski? I also think it's because he's a filmmaker that I know he's done a lot of good things, but I'm also not that familiar with most of his work. I also kind of wrote it off as his wife was just killed by the Manson people. Not saying give people free reign, but
it's a free pass.
But
like one like free pass.
Did he? I think it all hinges on whether he knew she was 13.
Yeah,
but also he still gave her Quaaludes. Forget that guy.
You keep waffling back and forth in this one.
Well, I mean that's what this whole thing is kind of about.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think also what kind of. I mean, I don't really care that much. I mean, like, I don't want to come off as, like, super insensitive or whatever. But, you know, I've always kind of been able to divorce a perception of the person versus their works sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I could care less about most of their personal lives or whatever. Because, I mean, there's been a lot of artists through history that were just messed up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, even going back even further before film, tons of messed up people.
Wait, there was life before film?
Well, you just don't know because it wasn't documented.
Yeah, it was, but those books are boring.
But I don't know. I think one thing that might make it easier is, like, what if they're truly and sincerely, like, apologetic about it?
I don't know.
Does that matter to you?
Well, in cases of like, I think it all depends. If it's a straight up rape, no, it doesn't matter. Screw mm-hmm. that person. Right. If it's like, I didn't like a case of not knowing how old they are, it could make a difference in my perception. But I don't know. Like there was recently, going off of this, but there was a guy that was acquitted recently. Of statutory because the girl he thought she was 18 mm-hmm. and she had told him she was, but she turned out to be like 14.
Oof.
Yeah, it was like a big difference that you were like, oh my god. But he literally thought she was 18. He was in her 20s, or he was in her 20s. No, he was in his 20s and like he was acquitted because I mean, he was supplied some sort of proof that she was.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, do you card people before you go on dates? I don't know.
They have a tattoo.
Yeah, that's what they ought to do is just start making everyone get tattoos at birth with their name.
I was just saying because
Brian, like, just on your arm.
I was just saying because it's very hard to get a tattoo under 18.
Oh.
I was just saying with your birth date on it.
So just like tattoo a barcode on little kids. Okay, so if I can take it away from sex scandals for a little bit,
I would really be very happy for you to go ahead and do that.
What about other things? Like, let's say Mel Gibson.
He was on my list too.
So how does that change the way you look at Lethal Weapon?
Don't get me wrong. I think the guy's a douche.
Uh huh.
But no, I think Mel Gibson also, he's a douche on one hand, but also really cool on the other hand, as far as not at all what he says. He's just cool. He's like Alec Baldwin. Doesn't matter what Alec Baldwin says. He's just cool, you know?
Yeah.
And so, like, I think he's not really a good guy. He's obviously a racist. What?
No. Well, she's totally racist. Well, he apologized.
He did apologize.
And he was also drunk.
Yeah, but...
And driving. So another strike against...
He was also just drunk driving, dude.
Yeah, you can't fault a guy for drunk driving.
But at the same time, like, what are you gonna... Like, he didn't... I think the difference is he didn't really hurt anyone.
Mm-hmm. He could have.
What do you mean?
By drunk driving.
Oh, yeah.
But no, I'm just talking about the anti-Semitism.
Yeah. But, I mean, his career has paid a price for it.
Mm-hmm.
He's kind of untouchable, like, not like untouchable as in, you know, he can't fail, but like no one wants to touch him.
Yeah.
Like his last biggest movie I remember coming out was Get the Gringo. And that wasn't what
I'm just trying to even remember what that was.
He was like in a Mexican jail in the movie. It was kind of cool. It wasn't great at all.
I mean, I know like there was talks about him having a cameo in the new Mad Max, right? And they were saying, you know, that we just didn't do it because it'd be confusing, right? Mm-hmm. But then I've heard conflicting stories that it was basically because he didn't want to touch Mel Gibson because of all the scandal and things. Because, I mean, like, Mad Max has been in the works since, what, like 2002 or something like that? They've been bouncing back and forth on how to do it.
Yeah, it's been a long time gestating.
Yeah.
I don't know. Has it affected your view of him?
Are you saying if Lethal Weapon's on, will I watch it?
Yeah.
Yes, okay. Of course I will.
And
it's Lethal Weapon.
Well, I mean, so...
And also Signs. That continues to be one of my favorite movies, too.
So it doesn't affect you?
Nope.
No. Well, see, I think the big difference between the two is that one affects other people. Like, I don't care if what does it matter, like, what anyone thinks as long as they're not affecting people,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Or like, drug scandals and junk like that. Nah. You know, as long as you're not getting all high on the marijuanas and shooting people.
Or like, what about that one guy? Remember whenever they, you know, he ate that guy's face?
Yeah.
And they said that it was bath salts, but then later the toxicity reports were like, nah, he was just on weed. He ate a face off.
Whoever gets...
That's insane. Like, that's like sad, like honestly one of the saddest things I've ever heard. If you were the guy sitting there,
yeah,
and just got your face eaten by some lunatic,
yeah,
something's odd.
So, but I mean, like, so when people just go batshit crazy, like Charlie Sheen or something like that, I don't care. I could care less. I'm still gonna watch Hot Shots.
Yeah,
I never watched Two and a Half Men Sheen's anyway.
Well, he's another guy that's kind of just exudes cool.
Yeah, I'd hang out with Charlie Sheen. I'd hang out with any of the Sheens.
Robert Downey Jr. too.
Mm-hmm.
He's one of those guys. Yeah. Like he
like huge amounts of drugs and stuff too. Like as far as scandals go.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'd hang out with him in a minute.
Yeah. But at the same time, like I don't know. I have a pretty diverse group of friends, and we all have a lot of different viewpoints as far as like politics go and stuff like that, and like. I don't hold anyone's beliefs or anything against mm-hmm. them. It does get fuzzy whenever it is just straight up racism, like Mel Gibson, but I don't really have just any straight up racist friends, you know,
just teetering on racism.
But no, I mean, there's some people that say that they're persecuted for their like conservative beliefs in Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I forget her name, Patricia Heaton, the wife on Everybody Loves Raymond.
Former Scientologist.
No, that's the wife on.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
On the Kevin James one.
I always get those two confused.
Yeah, I always get those two shows confused. Everybody Loves Raymond, the King of Queens.
Yeah.
But anyway, no, like, they say that it makes a big, you know, if you're an open conservative in Hollywood. But on the same hand that they say that, there's tons of Hollywood conservatives that have done great. I don't think you can get any bigger than Clint Eastwood.
Yeah.
So. I don't know.
So old now.
I like that this just rambled into. All right, let's do.
How old is Clint Eastwood?
Let's do a list of old people. okay.
Charlton Heston, he was wildly conservative, right?
Yeah, but he was conservative to the point that it did affect my perception of him. Because he was just like that's all he talked about whenever he got older was NRA.
Yeah, but I mean, like, there's plenty
and
of
I'm
them.
Not even, like, I like guns, but still, I was like, oh my gosh.
But, I mean, it's like, I don't know, I still thought he was a great actor. Planet of the Apes was amazing. And then also that sequel he was in, like, Beneath the Planet of the Apes, not so good, but I've seen them all multiple times.
Okay, so, not to circle back around.
Oh, you're going back to rape, aren't you?
Well, what about Cosby? Can you watch Ghost Dad now and be like...
I don't know if I could watch Ghost Dad before.
No, I mean...
I've actually never really been that big of a Cosby fan.
Well, neither have I, honestly.
I watched the Cosby Show just because it was like a show that was on and we only had like four channels at the time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But he was always my least favorite part of that show.
Yeah, he was like the straight character. Like, everyone else was saying funny stuff.
Yeah.
That's the way
and
I remember.
Theo was always, like, you know, struggling with dyslexia.
Yeah, he was getting bad report card grades.
Yeah, and then they were like, oh, you gotta see Theo, we're so proud of you.
Was Cosby funny? I mean, I know his stand-up was funny, but was his show funny? I don't remember. I remember it being more of, like, a family, like... a family quote-unquote comedy.
No, like, there was like one-liners and stuff, and like when Raven Simone got in there, you know, she was the sassy little kid. She stuff like that.
Yeah,
that happened. No, but like, okay, I've never, it's the gibberish, like the Cosby gibberish gets on my like, oh man, we saw him recently, like before all this whole scandal, he was on Colbert. Mm-hmm. Right, I think it was, and the whole time I was like, is he just going senile? Like, I think he might be.
Right.
Like, because he would just say things that just didn't make any sense and just make the like things. Like, that's my Cosby impersonation with the Kodak film. Yeah, I don't know. I
think mine's just more of a whine.
Now, I will say, though, I watched Fat Albert. That was good.
So do you watch a Fat Albert now and like, man, what a monster. Didn't he voice everyone?
No, I think he was. No.
I don't know.
Again, just wild speculation.
Yeah.
No, I thought he was just creative force behind it.
Okay.
And then, like, every once in a while, he would come in and be like, you know.
He wasn't Fat Albert's voice?
He might have been Fat Albert's voice.
Yeah, I liked Fat Albert as a kid. but no, I mean, like, do you see him, has it tainted his work to you in any way?
I mean...
We're so far removed from his work that they weren't really...
Yeah, that I didn't really care for it anyway.
I think that that's where I'm at with, like, Polanski, you know? But Cosby just kind of seems like a newer thing because that news all hit. But it's kind of like, well, his career's done.
And plus, like, you know, Rosemary's Baby and stuff like that. What year did that come out in? Like, 70-something, right? It's like neither one of us were born. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like we didn't grow up. Well, I mean, we grew up technically with... Like Rosemary's Baby and jokes like that, but it wasn't, you know, new in the zeitgeist whenever we were around.
But it definitely has affected your your viewpoint of Cosby as a person, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, he's a terrible person.
Yeah, he's a monster, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I just never really cared for his work anyway.
Because I'm not 100% sure that you got that point across, saying like, "Eh, well, I don't care what they do." Earlier,
oh,
like,
no, no, no.
Like, I just kind of wanted to go ahead and let you clarify.
Well, no, I mean, like, I feel like, I can, because it does seem like you are supporting them. You know, it's like you don't have to like agree with what they do. You know, you can still think a person's a bad person and then watch a movie they were in, right?
Yeah.
I mean, because like, I mean, it might affect if they get business down the line, you know, more and more jobs and stuff, but they've already technically been paid for it.
That's where you're coming from?
No, no, no. I'm just saying, like, I don't know. You're putting me on the spot now.
Well, no, I mean, I know that your perception of Cosby is, you know, probably tainted.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like he's, you know, kind of a piece of crap.
Yeah.
For doing.
No, definitely.
More than kind of a piece of crap.
He might be.
But.
No.
Yeah. Now, what about Bryan Singer? Allegedly. I don't think that's over with. But,
that might still be an ongoing investigation.
Yeah. Okay, so Bryan Singer, are you aware of all that? Like
ruining the X-Men?
Well, that and being, you know, no, wait, producing which, all the X-Men.
Yeah, which X-Men did he do?
I think he produced them all. No, you're never. Talking about, like, I think McGee or some shit, like, ruined. No, not McGee. Who's the other guy? Brett Ratner?
Ratner.
Did part three.
Oh, that one was terrible.
Yeah, but Bryan Singer has done quite a bit. He's a huge producer.
Mm-hmm.
And allegedly, there have been, like, institutionalized underage sex parties at his house.
Yeah. Well, that's, like, kind of, like putting light on something that's been happening for, like, forever, right?
Like, yeah, there's like this what Corey Haim
yeah,
talked
Corey
about.
Yeah, Corey Haim has been talking about for a long time, and people are just
he
like...
He was talking about.
Yeah, and people are just like, you're just crazy, Corey Haim. And Corey Feldman's been talking about it, too, lately. Both the Coreys.
Well, Corey Haim's dead, dude.
I know. Right. I understand that. But I'm saying he was talking about it. Corey Feldman talks about it all the time, like saying that he used to get basically passed around and junk like that. And it's like everybody just chalked it up to him being nuts.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Like, okay, but do you think that you can... Can you go out and see the new X-Men movies and support his current career with free of conscience?
But I want to see it so bad.
Like, you know what I'm saying? That's yeah. where it gets kind of fuzzy because, and I don't think that there's clear answers to it. I mm-hmm. do think that, yeah, you can go watch the movie because you're a fan of a property. And like mm-hmm. you said, there's a lot of people involved and still at the same time be like, yeah, but screw that guy. You know, I hope yeah. he goes to prison.
Yeah.
Like, and that's kind of where I'm at with Jeepers Creepers, but I think this one, this Bryan Singer thing is different because it's talking about like almost like an instant, like a rite of passage in Hollywood, you know, mm-hmm. is that getting passed around at a young age at these parties, and that's screwed up. Like yeah. that's screwed up on the same level, like even worse than the whole like politicians going to that whatever Bohemian Grove type place. But it's just odd to think that there's, if it's true, that there's like some sort of insane underbelly of Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, it's totally, you know, that there is an underbelly of Hollywood, but that is a part of it.
But it's worse than you
yeah,
would think
than what
it would
you would
be.
Think it would be. Yeah. You would think that it'd just be like drugs and stuff like that. But like,
no, but if this is the case and, you know, you don't, like, want to in any way support these people, then you'd kind of have to boycott anything made from Hollywood. You know, if it's that deep.
Yeah. Yeah, that's insane. But, and then we have no podcast. Well, we do because we cover B movies.
We do lots of independent films.
Yeah. So yeah. Keep on trucking. all you non, you know, rapers.
Just keep doing what you're doing.
Non-murdering, non-raping, non-racist people. Keep on trucking. We'll cover your stuff.
Oh, my God.
But I don't know. I mean, I don't know if you can do it. Like, if you can support it clear, like, free with a free conscience.
And especially something like this that's currently going on. Yeah, that is currently happening. You know, this is something that didn't happen 30 years ago, 40 years ago, or whatever. And he hasn't done any sort of penance for it at all, right? Because it's still allegedly, right?
Yeah.
So it is kind of a little different.
Yeah. Yeah. It is odd. And I mean, that's the thing that I was thinking of, like, whenever thought about, you know, pursuing this topic as a podcast. And this probably isn't one of our funnier, like, you know, more lighthearted episodes in any way.
It makes you think.
Yeah. Thinking's half the battle. And what was it? Knowing. Yeah. I knew that.
Now you know.
Yeah. So, I don't know. So... All right, let me go on the defensive and not defensive, but just...
You about to defend Brian Singer?
No. Let me just kind of change gears for a little bit. What are some things that has been tainted for you by scandal?
Oh.
Are there anything?
I don't know.
Or is there anything? Maybe that Beach Boys song that Charlie Manson wrote?
That's intriguing, though. No, from what I understand, didn't they send him away because he was terrible? Like, where they hung out with him.
He obviously wrote one of their songs.
Well, I know. But I mean, like, his actual music was bad. I do realize that the Beach Boys, like Brian Wilson in particular, were friends with Charles Manson.
Yeah.
I still really like the Beach Boys, though.
I do, too.
Yeah.
So yeah, I all those surfing songs where I like
surfing cars.
Yeah, surf, surf, surf. Really is one of their songs. Surf, surf, surf.
No, I really like the weird ones. Like She's Going Bald.
Yeah.
That song's so weird.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I can't think of any.
The first thing that I'm thinking of is that. What was that band? Were they called Mayhem? Where they like just ate each other and killed each other? Yeah, that's pretty tainted for me. But I never was a Mayhem fan anyway. But I don't really know. Like I think, like I said, Jeepers Creepers is really the only thing that seems tainted. But yeah. I still like the movies, and I will watch part 3. But will I feel bad? Yes. I wish they'd bring another director on board.
Yeah. So I guess it has to be extremely bad for it to outweigh your want to go see the movie.
No, I mean, allegedly involved in like the Bryan Singer stuff, I see as just as bad, if not worse, because it, like you said, it is still going on. There was no penance. So like, I don't know. Like, I don't know. It's an odd topic. Maybe we should have tackled something lighter.
Probably.
Do you like dogs or cats?
In hindsight, this is probably kind of a downer episode. But I don't know. I mean, I guess it's kind of pertinent. You know,
what about things like with scandalous lore around them? Like
the Twilight Zone movie?
Yes. Does it affect you? I will say every time I watch it, I think about it.
Yeah, definitely.
But I don't quit watching it.
Because it's a good movie. No, I guess like if people don't know, one of the actors and like two children.
It was Vic Morrow.
Got killed in a helicopter accident. Mm-hmm. Including, I think, one or two of them decapitated by rotor blades.
Yeah.
And then there was, for like the longest time, there was rumor that the footage was still in there, but I don't think
there's always that rumor. I heard that about the Crow too.
Yeah, but I mean, it didn't really happen. Or I mean, like it happened, but it didn't. That's not the shot they used, right? What? So I don't know, like that or
the Crow.
The Crow, or Poltergeist, the original.
Poltergeist.
With all the dead bodies.
Yeah. And the fact that so many people died that were related, like, in the movie, that it carried a curse.
Yeah, there was another...
The Exorcist.
There was another electrician movie killed. That I was... That I watched the other day. I think it was actually Dawn of the Dead. Mm-hmm. Did Savini do the...
Yeah.
Okay. And, like...
He modeled it after Vietnam?
No. There was, like... I want to... I could be wrong. It might not have been that, and somebody will probably correct me. But there was some movie that was an actual skeleton that they didn't use. And then, like... the cops confiscated it because they thought it was a real skeleton, and they were like, oh no, it's not a real skeleton. And then it turned out it really was a real skeleton.
Yeah. And it was like evidence or something. I've heard it. I forgot what movie it was,
but I want to say it was Dawn of the Dead and that Savini was involved, but I could be completely wrong.
I don't think
that.
It was,
but I mean, I don't know. It was like, I kind of feel like those
intrigue you to watch the movie.
To pique people's interests.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't think The Crow would have been as big as it was if Brandon Lee wouldn't have died in it.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, I don't think it would have been. It was a good movie. Interesting character, I guess. It was definitely made at the right time because there was still an interest in The Crow comic book and junk like that.
Yeah.
Right? But, I mean, I don't think it would have been big. You know, it's not like Brandon Lee wasn't the like a huge star at the time. This was supposed to be the movie that made his career, which is even sadder when you think about it. But, you know, it's like it's supposed to launch his career. And I mean, I don't think it really would have been that movie. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Now, you haven't seen Martyrs, right?
I have not.
Okay. Martyrs had an interesting kind of scandal behind it.
Okay.
Maybe this is what we should have tackled, like just like movie scandal versus like individual people and the stigma. But anyway, whatever. Martyrs had an interesting scandal behind it, and it really wasn't. I don't think that it ever influenced people to watch it because it didn't make a lot of news, but it made a little when it came out. I don't remember the guy's name, but one of the guys involved in the special effects, which were crazy in that movie, like crazy and very, very depraved special effects. Like it was jacked up. Anyway, as soon as they wrapped the movie, he just went, like, killed himself. And so it was almost like, not that they ever sold it like that, but this movie pushed the guy to the point of suicide. No, suicide's a spectrum of issues. I don't really think that it led him to kill himself the way that some people may read it. But every time, which I've only seen Martyrs a few times, it tends to leave a very lasting impact. But like, every time I'm thinking like, wow, you know, like for some reason it does intensify the fact.
Or like Dark Knight.
Yeah. Yes. Dark Knight would be a great example.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I don't know, really, and we called it early on that...
There was going to be no definitive answer to this.
No, but, I mean, so...
But I think even something like that, like Dark Knight, where you're like, wow, if that really did drive him to suicide, I kind of want to see why. Like, there's this morbid curiosity behind it. You know what I mean?
Oh, you mean before it came out? Like,
yeah, exactly. Okay. And you're like, oh, well, what did he like? I want to know why. I want to know more. That sort of thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. This is a tough one.
Yeah.
I kind of felt whenever we pitched this this thing, like it was gonna be kind of dumb this episode.
Yeah.
But I feel like there is
kind of an interesting conversation came out of it. Yeah, no, I felt like it would be interesting if nothing else.
So
anyway, yeah, next week.
Well, no, I mean, I think this one especially, we should encourage people to like chime in on the comments and stuff and tell us what they think because it's kind of weird.
Yeah. I mean, what properties have been affected by scandal have affected your perception of the property? I like that went.
Yeah.
Forward, back and forward.
Yeah.
No, like what properties have made you
Yeah. Or if
what scandals have affected properties for you? Bam.
Or, you know, especially if there's any that did it in a positive way, you know, like, oh, this happened on here. I really want to see that. You know, like, I think horror definitely lends itself to that sort of thing, like Poltergeist, right? And mm-hmm. it's like, you know, if you didn't know anything about Poltergeist, right? And then you were like, there's this horror movie where after they shot it, like, all the main characters died mysterious deaths.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you want to see that movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, yeah, I don't know. It's kind of a loose basis of the plot of the book Night Film. But anyway.
Cool.
Well, anyway. All right. Well, are you good?
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah. Sorry, everyone.
Maybe it'll be funny again.
Yeah, we'll have fun next week whenever we talk about, I don't know, dead puppies. So,
what's your opinion on dead puppies?
You don't like them? No,
I love them.
No, maybe we'll do Green Inferno unless we find something like super.
The 25th. What's today?
Oh shit! Yeah, that's not next week.
That would be like
2 weeks. Oh, is it 25th?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah. Join us next week as we review a movie and a book to be determined. Hit us up on Twitter
at BNEPod, also on Facebook at the same thing,
and BNEPod.com.
Yeah,
yeah,
lots of BNEPod things.
Also, check us out in a much lighter hearted episode of Adventures of Toxic City.
Oh yeah, we were on that.
Yeah, it was much more lighthearted than this.
Yeah, it should be in the stream probably right before this one. There might be a long box in between it.
Yeah, if you're listening on the master feed.
Yep.
And check out our friends, Long Box Small Talk and Adventures of Toxic City. And yeah, we're good to go.
Yeah. See you next week.
All right. Bye.
The party's over. A city skipping. It's the same hook repeating. Grows more greater with each passing second. And the walls contain a resonation, laughter, and conversation.